Are you giving this to me? Thank you for the food. Are you trying to get something out of me, though? Well, usually people want to, you know, get something out of me if they give me something. Where are you going? You have somewhere to be right now? Sorry. Why are you leaving your coat and umbrella? But it's raining and you need to stay dry too. Too late. He's gone. Is that... Great, I've caught up to them, but I don't really know how to start the conversation, and... Me? Are you talking to me? I have not been following you around. That would be weird, and... Wait, do you not recognize me? Oh, you do? That's good. Oh, right, I have been following you around, but I needed to return these. Not only did you give me your jacket, but also your umbrella. I hope you didn't get a cold. I made sure to take extra care of these, just in case I would ever bump into you again. So, you didn't get sick? I'm glad. It was really hard not to worry about you, you know. Really? Honestly? I couldn't stop thinking of you ever since you showed me that kindness. It's not like people to treat me nicely here. It might be because of the discrimination against the dog species like me. I haven't lived with someone in quite a while. No. What? My previous owner didn't abandon me. I am still waiting for them. They told me they would be back if I waited in the same spot that you saw me in last time. So I've been waiting there ever since. How long? Well, I would say, maybe 3 months. But that's not very long. I still believe in them. They will definitely come back because they love me, right? It's abuse? I don't know about that one. You want me to come home with you? But I don't even know when my master is coming back. What if they come back whilst I'm with you? I didn't really think of what would happen to me if they never came back. I've always just believed in them, you know? Leave something behind. That's a good idea. But what should I leave behind? My collar. But then he won't know where I am still. That's a good idea. We can check for them every day to see if they can return. Okay. Does this mean you're my master now? Well, thank you for taking care of me. Are you sure there'll be no problems with taking care of me there? Yeah, your home doesn't have any pet restrictions, right? I promise to not be loud in the house. But I'm not usually loud, though. Sorry. The last time I ate was when I was with you, so... gosh, this is a little embarrassing. Why are you suddenly grabbing my arm? Are we going to your house or something? A cafe? Oh, I've never been to one of those. Master, what's this? Why are you turning red? Don't call you master in public. Why? Lots of dogs do it. They don't do it around here? Why is it strange to call you master when master is master? Oh, okay. If it makes master... I mean, if it makes you uncomfortable, then I won't, say it. This is so nice. What is it? A toasty. Toasty. Sounds very interesting. Don't worry. Since my species is half dog, half human, we can also eat human food. You also thought we barked? Well, not necessarily. Why, do you want me to bark for you? Woof. Have you really never owned any of us before? Well, usually people make us work on farms and gather up their cattle. It's actually quite fun. Yeah, we run around in the field and scare the animals. Do you have a big garden? Really? A backyard? I'm so excited to get home then. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I accidentally stare at you too much? I was just wondering what you were drinking. It doesn't look like water. Can I try some? Ew, this is so bitter. What the heck? Why do you like this kind of drink? It's awful. Why are you laughing? I'm seriously concerned about your taste buds. Is it time to go home now? It feels weird calling it home. I'm okay. I can't contain my excitement. I finally have an owner again. Let's go home.